Divrei Torah tonight are Lili Nishmas, Miral Malka, Bas Menachem Mendel, and Leah Bas Harav Moshe Nassim Alevi, and Hadassah Bas Moshe, and Shama Shav Aliyah, and Bimele Tzosh of Ras and all Klal Yisrael, and Yibadu L'chaim Tovim, Rafu Shlema of Shulamis Bas Sarah Sasha, Natsoch of Fraim Gavriel Ben Blum Arachel, Yonasar Ben Blum Arachel, and Eliezer Ben Blum Arachel. The Medrash Tanchuma in the opening of this week's Parsha says that Tzipa Moshe Rabbeinu Beruach HaKodesh She'osid Beis HaMikdash Lichorev Va'Bikurim Liposek, and Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw that in the future the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed and the Bikurim won't be able to bring it anymore. Amad V'tikin Lisoh She was Pam Gimel Pamim Beyon. So he was Metakin as a countermeasure. We have to daven three times a day every day to make up for a once a year event of bringing the Bikurim. Well, what could be the, what's the connection? And daven now three times a day, it's all because that we don't have Bikurim, and he foresaw, he already did it in his day, you know, we should be used to it for when the time comes when we really need it. Amazing thing, right? So something that needs to be understood, what the connection is. It's interesting to note the connection, you know, that the, what is the parsha right before Haraz Kiseitse end? With Mechias HaMalek. And this week's parsha opens up with the tzivui of Bikurim. And Halo Davarhu, something to look into. That the Bikurim is called, here basically, Meireshis Ko Pri HaAdamah. It's called Reishis Pri HaAdamah. Right? What does Bilam say about Amalek? Reishis Goyim Amalek. Vachriso Ade Oved. And Am Yisrael themselves are also in the mix. Kaidua, Bracious, Bishul Yisrael, Shnikru Racious. There's a lot of Racious going on over here. And this is, now it's very interesting to note, you know, that the, we bring Racious Ko Pri Adamah, but we, but Chazal learn out that it's not Ko Pri Adamah literally, it's Shiva Saminim, that Nishtab Chabem Eretz Yisrael. And, and about Eretz Yisrael, it says, right, Eretz Asher Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mireishis Hashana Ad Achris Shana. Interesting, Reishis and Achris. Right, there's a Reishis factor. That's the Mile of Eretz Yisrael. These are Pirshu Shtabchem Eretz Yisrael. It's called Reishis Pri Adama. Right, but to start decoding this, another thing to point about Bikurim, and Bikurim is Miloshin Bechor. It's the first fruit, right? The firstborn, right? And Valo Dovrhu, something very interesting to look into. You say Bechor, so how would you translate that? Firstborn, right? First. Like you would translate that as a synonym of Reishis. But that's not the case, really. When you break down the structure of the word, you know, Bechor is Beis Chaf Reish, right? The Vav is not necessary. It's just to, for phonetic purposes. Beis is the second letter of the single digit, you know, things that are begamatra single digits from Aleph to Yud. Second letter is Beis. In the Isis, there are in the tens, you know, from Yud through Kuf, not including, right? Chaf is the second, right? Yud, Chaf. And in the Isis, there are connected the hundreds from Kuf through Tav, Resh is the second. So, 2, 20, 200. What about the second? Right? So why does it mean the first? It should be like it should be like there's no aleph in the structure of the word Bechor, which we say take to mean the firstborn. Right? So now Am Yisrael, that's also called the Reishis, you know, is also called Bini Bechori Yisrael. Something very interesting to look into. Bini Bechor Yisrael, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro and says, Bini Bechor Yisrael, I just have to send him for it. If not, Hini Horeg Espincha Bechorecha. But the idea is like this, that the child, the Bechor, is the first of his set, you know, the first of his, you know, that generation that now is being born into the family. He's the first of that set. But he's second to the parents. Right? So it depends where you start the set from. If you start the set from him, right, the kids. Start from the kids, he's the Reishis. If you start it from the parents, he's the second. which also means, if you look at it that way, starting the set from the parents, that means he's closest to the parents, right? As a Dover Niflamod, you know, in Yerusha, you know, Yerusha from the Av, the Bechor gets Pishnayim, right? He gets more from the father than the other kids. He's closer. But it's, you know, if you're going to count the set from starting from the father, right? So he's the second. So the first is the second, right? The first of his generation is the second if he's connected to the door that came before him, right? So that's an interesting thing to point out. And that's the end of Kedushas Bechor, right? That, you know, aside from Bikurim, the first fruits, right? That we have to bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Kedushas Bechor, firstborn Jew, or the Peter Chamor, right? Or the Kedushas Bechor of Bechor Behema Tahira. Right, these things all have Kedushas Bechor. Why? Right? Because they're somehow connected to, you know, Lashon Bechor, the second, as in they're connected to the source. They're connected to the source. You know, we have to acknowledge them, the source, which is the Ribon Shel Olam. I mean, that's really what we do with Bikurim. We bring the second back to the first. Hine Yevesi, Reishis Kol Pri Adama. We don't want the Bikurim to be the beginning of a new series. We want to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so we want that, you know, that even though it's racious, be pre-Adama, racious of the generation of pre-Adama, but we want it to be considered the second and not the first. What's the first? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll jump ahead, right, straight to what we opened up with, right? If you bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never gets old. Never, because it's associated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he never gets old. It always stays fresh. Right, the problem is when you detach things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the detachment would begin from making it a separate series. But if you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first, everything's following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything remains fresh, and everything is following the first. So you have that cognizance that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the first. Everything follows the first. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rosh of this set, and the set is always associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, an amazing thing, that if without Bikurim to supplement for not having Bikurim, because Bikurim was the first parnasa that came, you know, from the new fruits that grew that year, that spring, right? The first parnasa, right? So if you brought the first back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you realize all your parnasa is part of the set that's Nimshach for him, you're never going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu in course of your parnasa. Right, you're not gonna start saying Kochi Votsem Yodi Osali Sachayel Azeh if the first, you know, you trace the set of your Parnasa back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to make it a separate set, that the Rishis will start with these fruit and you forget about what came before it, as if this is number one, you leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it, you're gonna forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Why do we have to daven three times a day? We should be perpetually eating out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Right, because that's it. And the Kuzri says this, that the three times a day that we daven is connected to the three meals that we eat a day. We should always be davening. You're supposed to daven, that's halacha. You're supposed to daven shachas before you eat breakfast, ideally. Mincha before lunch, ideally. And marv, everyone knows the halacha. You're supposed to daven marv before you eat supper. You might fall asleep, you know. So bisman hazeh, you know, we have minyanim kvuim, you know, and we rely on shomrim. But that's the way it is. Daven first and then eat. Always be eating out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand to remember that it comes from him. What could be accomplished once a year with Bikurim, that the ratios of the set comes from him, and therefore everything just follows. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To supplement for that once a year event, you need to daven three times a day. Right? To be perpetually associating your parnasa, your sustenance, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the inyan of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz asher enei Hashem Elokecha ba, mereishis Hashana, right? That in Eretz Yisrael, you know, we're supposed to, you know, understand, right? That all our, you know, over there it's revealed that whatever we have comes from the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Chutz Laaretz, it's the message is obscured, right? The Hashgacha process in Eretz Yisrael was as such that as soon as Am Yisrael was Chotei, stop raining. In the chutzah, it's not. You know, as, you know, Shimon HaTzadik told Alexander the Great, you know, when he told him how they lived their lives over there and how he would judge the case, right? He would execute both of them and steal the treasure of the two litigants, right? So that's, it rains in your country? Really? It must be for the schus of the behemoth. It's got to be, right? It's not for you guys. And chutzah, it works that way. Chutzah, it works. So the Hashgacha process is behester ponim in chutzah. You know, it's any, as you can see, the Hashgacha revealed. right? Mereshis Hashona ad Achrishona. You know, that you understand that the real Reshis in Eretz Yisrael, you know, year round, and we're going to get to into the end of Rosh Hashanah in just a second. You understand that Mereshis Hashona ad Achrishona, the whole, everything you have year round comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand the Reshis is Einei Hashem. That's where the Reshis is. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more Nigla, and it's more apparent that your Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? But it goes deeper than that, right? That the end of what Amalek is about, Reshis Goyim Amalek, is, you understand, what he wants to do is he wants to be the start, you know, the Reshis of the world, meaning be the absolute Reshis. That means the world starts with me. The world starts with me. I mean, everything follows me, and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So now, L'chaira, Hadin Imohim, right? Really, they're right. Right, because who came first, the Goyim or the Jews? Historically, which nation arose? In the history of the emergence of nations, we came last. Right, Shivim Umos emerged, you know, at Dor HaFlaga. You know, we came like 500 years later. Right, we came on the scene. Right, and this is the side. Elu Mlochim Asher Mochu Be'eretz Edom Lifnei Meloich Melech Lifnei Yisrael. And you want to talk philosophically? What came first, the Or or the Choshech? The Choshech came first. What came first, the Almin di Scharvu? You know, getting a little bit Kabbalistically, the worlds that were destroyed, or this world? Almin di Scharvu, right? And so Kayadua, the Umas Olam, that have their Shorish in the Sitra Achra, their Shorish in the Choshech, it all came before us. It all was here before us. Right? And that's why they wanted Taina first place. We were here first. We were here first, and the Bria should follow us. It's, you know, a hemshech of a series that started with us, right? That's their Taina, right? And Am Yisrael says, you know, it works differently. B'ni b'chori Yisrael. Yeah, you know, we're second, but second to who? Second to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's the interesting dual. When you realize that you and yourself are not the first, and the real first is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes the connection to the first. Amalek wants to be the absolute first onto his own. And that's why Reshis Goyim Amalek, but Acharis Oadei Ovid, you know, if you want to be your own set and your own series, you're not going to last infinitely because you're not rooted in infinite power. Am Yisrael, that it views itself as the Bechor, which is the second of the set, and the first of the set is the parent, the Hainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So Am Yisrael, that connects itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as its Reshis, right? So Am Yisrael, right, is the Am HaNetzach. You know, we have Reshis and Achris. We have a Reshis and an Achris. Amalek doesn't have an Achris. He has a start, because he wants to view himself as a start, but he can't last infinitely. Am Yisrael's Am HaNetzach, because our start is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the Bechor, and who's the real start of that series? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And this is a Dover Niflum Ode, and we'll try to draw this to a close very quickly. Right, that the... you know, the roots that the child has, you know, the Chazal tell us that the Zera of the Av originally is secreted in the Moach, right? And that's what it says, Yisrael Olu B'machshava Tchila, right? Am Yisrael Zur, the Bechor is mitkasher with the parent, right, on a machshava level, right? And pregnancy is Miloshin Hi Rayon, Loshin Hirhur. Right, that the Shorosh of it is all in Machshava, right? So that which we say, Yisrael is Goy Echad Bartz, Yisrael Nikru Reishis, that's mitzad how we're rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshavas, right? Besod, where the Chazal say, Yisrael Olu B'Machshava Tchila. And Sof Maisa B'Machshava Tchila, right? But that's, you know, we are the Reishis mitzad, the word of Ribon Shem's thoughts, but it's because we're connecting ourselves back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by acknowledging him as their absolute Reishis, and we are what he had in mind. We ourselves are the second. We are Bechor, right? The second to him. And we are, but we're the Reishis mitzad, we're in the Reishis HaMachshava, and that's why we're going to make it to Soif HaMaisa, right? And just one more. There's a lot more to add, right? But just one more word. That's the end of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Shinui means things are changing, right? There's, you know, Shinui. So sometimes the Shinui could be extremely drastic, right? You know, it could go not just, you know, further down the set, could start a whole new set. And that's really what starts with every new. We're starting a whole new set, right? A whole new set. The challenge on Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a disjoint idea. It's the beginning of a new year, beginning of a new set, right? Whole new set, all the contracts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us have expired. They expire on Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is a new set. It's a new entry in a Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Mesim. So you see, Kilu Rosh, as in a new beginning. No, no, no. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? We're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, no. The real Rishis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is ever-present and never-changing. And by acknowledging him as the Rosh, right? And that's why being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the New Year, they're not two disjointed ideas. The one is the remedy for the other. Things are about to change. And all the deals that you had with him are about to expire. The way to overcome that Shinui is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Rosh. He is the Rishis. And if you root yourself in him, you have nothing to worry about with all the transitions, all the Shinuim that life brings, because you're rooted in he who is Rishis that will ensure that you have an Acharis.